I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We've heard many stories this year of refugees who risk their lives to get to Europe. So you might think, for those who actually get there, their troubles are over. But it turns out a small number of Iraqi refugees who made it all the way to Germany are giving up and going home. Rebecca Collard has the story from Erbil in northern Iraq.
In September of 2014, Dana Mahdi Aziz decided he could no longer stay in Iraq. ISIS seized control of his town, Makmur, and the future looked bleak. He sold his taxi cab and some of his wife's jewelry and borrowed money from his family, and he flew to Turkey. In Turkey, I bought a fake passport and tried to get into Bulgaria, but they caught me and put me in jail. I stayed there for 4 days, Aziz says. I told them I'm not a criminal, I'm just a regular refugee looking for asylum. Aziz was taken to a camp in Bulgaria and told he had to claim asylum there. But he didn't want to stay in Bulgaria, so he slipped away. I tried everything to reach Germany, he says. In March 2015, he finally made it. His plan was to get asylum in Germany and establish a new life for his wife and 2 children who were waiting in Erbil. Aziz pulls out the identification card issued to him by the German government and the document showing he claimed asylum. Then he waited. But after almost a year, he still didn't know if Germany would grant him asylum or if his family would ever be allowed to join him. Germany is overwhelmed. Just last year, it received 500,000 new asylum applications. I had my first asylum interview in July of 2015. They said it would take 3 months. But in December, I still didn't know. It took so long, says Aziz. Then in January, my children got sick. On top of all that, Aziz wasn't allowed to work while he waited. He was living in government-provided housing on a 325 euro monthly stipend from the German government, about $365. Like many of the Iraqis who went to Europe, Aziz was the breadwinner for his family, but now he couldn't send any money home. My wife had to sell the rest of her gold jewelry to support the family, says Aziz. We're speaking in a cafe in Erbil because in February, Aziz gave up. He went to the Iraqi consulate in Frankfurt to get a one-way travel document and came home. Aziz is one of about 5,000 Iraqis who have returned since October with the help of the International Organization for Migration, the IOM. Many more Iraqis have returned on their own, unwilling to wait for assistance. At the Erbil International Airport, passengers arrive from Berlin. The security guard says now every flight from Germany is carrying some returnees. On this one, there are at least 8 Iraqis coming home after making the dangerous and expensive trip to Germany. Among them is Samad, who didn't want to use his last name. In December, he sold his land and paid smugglers to get to Germany. I just followed the other people. They were saying there's a better life in Europe, Samad says. But the reality was disappointing. I was expecting a comfortable life and that they would provide us with help, says Samad. But it was so difficult. Like Aziz, he didn't know if his wife and 3 children would be able to join him in Germany. And he had a family to support. We were always in the camp. I shared a room with 8 people and I wasn't allowed to work, says Samad. If there was hope I would get asylum soon, I would have stayed. But there was no hope. Syrians have a good chance of getting asylum in Germany. But for Iraqis, the future is less certain. Samad was so anxious to return to Erbil that he didn't wait for help. He spent the last of his money to buy his own ticket back to Erbil. Back in the cafe, Aziz explains that if his family had been with him in Germany, he never would have come back to Iraq. For now, he's sharing a house with his parents in Erbil, looking for work. Of course I regret it, says Aziz. I spent all my money on a goal and I didn't achieve it. Now I'm in my own country and I can't even buy a cup of coffee. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Erbil, Northern Iraq.